Although Great Yarmouth's eyes now turn to the future and regeneration, we can't forget about the hidden quirks that reveal the history of this quaint coastal town. Number one, the pirate's tombstone. Found in St. Nicholas's churchyard, this tombstone is dedicated to David Bartleman, a shipmaster from up north, who in 1781 staved off a coastal attack by a notorious pirate, Fall, who was thought to have been hired to wreak havoc on British fleets by the Americans in the War of Independence. The affair prompted the Mayor of Great Yarmouth to write an angry letter to London's Admiralty for not caring more about the Norfolk coast and for failing to provide the town with a single warship. Number two, the tombstone of George Bellot. Nelson the Clown, a floating spectacle, was due to be pulled down the River Bure on the 2nd of May 1845 by four geese in front of crowds of children before the suspension bridge snapped. The only surviving tombstone from the tragedy belongs to that of 9-year-old George Bellot in St. Nicholas's churchyard. At the top of the tombstone is an engraving of the moment the bridge snapped, with the eye of God peering down on the victims as boats attempt to rescue them. Number three, the medieval brick cellar. One of the only surviving pieces of architecture recorded in the 1208 charter, granted by King John to Yarmouth, guaranteeing their rights as a free borough, is the medieval brick cellar which stretches from 50 to 56 Howard Street. The charter included the right to hold a market as long as the town sent, every year, to the Sheriffs of Norwich, 100 herrings baked in 24 pasties. Number four, the gables at the Fisherman's Hospital. Yarmouth built its wealth on the back of the herring, but the Dutch had also begun exploiting North Sea herring stocks by around 1500. Queen Elizabeth granted a settlement licence to 30 Dutch master fishermen in danger of religious persecution in their own country in 1568. Though people threatened to start kicking them out 10 years later, the shape of the gables at the Fisherman's Hospital, which was built in 1702 to provide housing for decayed fishermen, is indicative of the imprint Dutch architecture was to leave upon the town. Number five, the Lombard Pawn Shop on King Street. In the 13th century, it used to be Yarmouth Castle. Near Row 99, the structure had four turrets used as watchtowers to warn the surrounding countryside of an enemy's approach. Number six, Wellington Mews Arch on Wellington Road. This arch, which lies just past the Nelson Hotel, was part of a vision for Yarmouth in the 1840s, which never materialised. The grandest of the arches along this road, the Wellington Arch, was intended to be the impressive entrance to a new estate of summer residences for high-ranking families and royalty. But as the plans unfolded and defects were found in the drains of surrounding properties, it was decided at the end of the 19th century that the site was just too smelly. And finally, number seven, the crest above the Royal Hotel. It wasn't all bad. Many royals have come to visit Yarmouth for different reasons. Teetering at the top of the Royal Hotel along the seafront is the crest of King Edward VII, who stayed there in the late 1800s. Here he is reported to have entertained his high-profile mistress, who was musical singer and stage actress, Lily Langtry.